Enter Brutus, Ligarius, Metellus Cimber, Casca, Trebonius, Cinna, and Publius.
And look where Publius is, come to fetch me.
Good morrow, Caesar.
Welcome, Publius. What, Brutus, are you stirred so early too? Good morrow, Casca, Caius Ligarius. Caesar was ne'er so much your enemy as that same egg which hath made you lean. What is to clock?
Caesar, 'tis struck an 8.
I thank you for your pains and courtesy.
Enter Antony.
See, Antony, that revels long a nights is not withstanding up. Good morrow, Antony.
So to most noble Caesar.
Bid them prepare within. I am to blame to be thus waited for. Now, Cinna.
Now, Metellus.
What, Trebonius, I have an hour's talk in store for you. Remember that you call on me today. Be near me that I may remember you.
Caesar, I will, and so near will I be, that your best friends shall wish I had been further.
Good friends, go in and taste some wine with me, and we, like friends, will straightway go together.
That every like is not the same, O Caesar. The heart of Brutus earns to think upon.
Exit. Scene 3. A street near the Capitol, close to Brutus's house. Enter Artemidorus, reading a paper.
Caesar, beware of Brutus. Take heed of Cassius. Come not near Casca. Have an eye to Cinna. Trust not Trebonius. Mark well Metellus Cimber. Decius Brutus loves thee not. Thou hast wronged Caius Ligarius. There is but one mind in all these men, and it is bent against Caesar. If thou beest not immortal, look about you. Security gives way to conspiracy. The mighty gods defend thee. Thy lover, Artemidorus, here will I stand till Caesar pass along, and as a suitor will I give him this. My heart laments that virtue cannot live out of the teeth of emulation. If you read this, O Caesar, thou mayst live. If not, the fates with traitors do contrive.
Exit. Scene 4. Another part of the street. Enter Portia and Lucius.
I prithee, boy, run to the Senate House. Stay not to answer me, but get thee gone. Why dost thou stay?
To know my errand, madam.
I would have had thee there and here again, ere I can tell thee what thou shouldst do there. O Constancy, be strong upon my side. Set a huge mountain tween my heart and tongue. I have a man's mind but a woman's might. How hard it is for women to keep counsel. Art thou here yet?
Madam, what should I do? Run to the Capitol and nothing else? And so return to you and nothing else?
Yes, bring me word, boy, if thy lord look well, for he went sickly forth, and take good note what Caesar doth, what suitors press to him. Hark, boy, what noise is that?
I hear none, madam.
Prithee, listen well. I heard a bustling rumor like a fray, and the wind brings it from the capital.
Soothe, madam, I hear nothing.
Enter the soothsayer.
Come hither, fellow. Which way hast thou been?
At mine own house, good lady.
What is to clock?
About the 9th hour, lady.
Is Caesar yet gone to the capital?
Madam, not yet. I go to take my stand, to see him pass on the capital.
Thou hast some suit to Caesar, hast thou not?
That I have, lady. If it will please Caesar to be so good to Caesar as to hear me, I shall beseech him to befriend himself.
Why, knowest thou any harms intended towards him?
None that I know will be. Much that I fear may chance. Good morrow to you. Here the street is narrow. The throng that follows Caesar at the heels, of senators, of praetors, common suitors, will crowd a feeble man almost to death. I'll get me to a place more void, and there speak to great Caesar as he comes along.
Exit.
I must go in. Ay me, how weak a thing the heart of woman is. O Brutus, the heavens speed thee in thine enterprise. Sure the boy heard me. Brutus hath a suit that Caesar will not grant. Oh, I grow faint. Run, Lucius, and commend me to my lord. Say I am merry. Come to me again, and bring me word what he doth say to thee.
Exit separately.